Welcome to another edition of Leading and Growing Your Real Estate Business. Coach James Short here, aka Shorty. Welcome to another edition. Now, today's show is a little bit different. Today's show, we've got someone, a special guest, dear friend of mine, mentor of mine. We go back a little while now, but he's had a massive impact on my journey, also my family's journey, and also a bunch of my clients' journey as well. It's the none other Alan Stevens. So let me share with you about who Alan Stevens is. Alan Stevens is an international profile and communication specialist. He's regularly featured on national TV, radio, and in the world's press, profiling the likes of our leading politicians, TV, and sports stars, as well as Britain's royalty. Oh, look out. The Newcastle Herald describes Alan Stevens as the mentalist meets Dr. Phil. That used to be always my favorite show, The Mentalist. I love it. And is the leading authority in reading faces globally. So look out, by the UK Guardian. He is an authority in reading people, and that's what they are not saying and what they are attempting to conceal and how they are likely to behave in given situations. Now, for those in the real estate industry, this is right up your alley. All of this through recognize the unconsciously leaked indicators of concealment and deceit, as well as the indicators of a person's conscious preferred behaviors and personality. With over 30 years accumulating experience and skills in training and coaching, counseling, psychometric profiling, neuro-linguistic programming, body language, micro and subtle expressions, and reading personality traits, Alan believes that all aspects of human relations and interactions are improved when you can read people accurately. Having these skills today, more than ever before, can determine the future success of your business and your personal relationships. So let's get him on the call. Mate, so good to have you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks very much. And after that introduction, I was listening to that and think, have I done that much stuff? Well, I've been on the planet for a long time, so I suppose so.
Oh, love it, love it. So yes, you've had a journey, right? Totally. But what sparked that interest of getting into profiling? What was that turning point for you?
Well, mainly because I was dreadful at reading people. I was dreadful at relationships. I've been through two marriages, a lot of broken relationships. Business partners went to the bank out. If anybody needed to learn how to read people, I desperately did. And it was after my second divorce when I realized I had to learn and find better ways. But I've been working with body language since the 1975 when I started. I was put in charge of men older than me. And that's always an interesting thing. 23 years old, no management training or anything else, put in charge of other men and had to get them on side.
Yeah, wow.
Second in charge, 38 years old. So that was an interesting process. Then in the 80s, got involved in psychometric profiling, where we ask people questions and work their profiles out, like DISC and Myers-Briggs. In the 90s, into NLP, so I was picking up more skills. My second divorce was just into the after the turn of the century. I love that term, the turn of the century. It makes me feel really old. Almost like, where'd you park a dinosaur? I realized at that point that I needed some better skills. And so somebody just mentioned to me one day, you ever looked at reading faces? Mm-hmm. And being a curious person, I did some research, found some different specialists who worked in those areas and brought a number of skills together and turned them into one skill. So a number of sciences and turned them, the way they're delivered, into an art form. So the science and art of reading people.
Yeah, I love it.
It started for me. But as, to answer your question, basically, I was dreadful at reading people. And then I realized that so were most other people.
Yep.
We were good as kids, but as we got older, it's a skill that most of us, you don't work a muscle with atrophies. We don't focus on reading people. We lose the skill.
Very true. Very true. So like unpack this for me. Unpack, like, you have your Myers-Briggs and your DISCs and profiling and so forth, compared to that which is, you know, deemed as communication tools, deemed as your profiling, your micro expressions and so forth. Tell the audience, what's the differences there?
Well, your psychometric profiling, and by the way, everything has a place. You know, nothing's better than anything else as far as I'm concerned, but you look at where the best place to use it. Now, when it comes to reading faces, meeting people for the first time, seeing them in the street, client comes through the door, first time, be able to read them, it's necessary. If you're applying, advertising a job and you want people to answer the job application online, psychometric profiling is an absolute necessity because you ask questions, you can sort of narrow the list out. You get 1,000 people applying for one job, you don't want to have to face read all of them. You want to get it down to a smaller group. Now, it depends on what they look like, I suppose. But yeah, you want to get it down to a smaller group. So psychometric profiling is brilliant for that. But to fully understand somebody, psychometric profiling puts people into boxes. Reading people the way I do, it takes them out of the box and treats them as an individual, unique to everybody else, completely separate from everyone else. So it's a more respectful way of reading people. It's about the person I'm reading, as opposed to psychometric profiling is understanding people so that I know how to work with them, or where they're likely to fit. But I want to know exactly where they fit, and I want them to know that I know where they fit. So being able to read them with the facial profiling is much more effective for that.
Yeah, fantastic. And so, like, if we turn it around for those in the real estate industry, how would this help those people out there, you know, particularly the agents? How would this skill help them to sharpen their craft and you know, sell more houses or list more properties?
Well, let's say from the point of view, you've got a couple that you're selling to. You know, quite often, make the mistake of thinking that the man's all about the money. You know, he's the one you've got to sell to because, you know, he controls the purse string, so to speak. But it could be totally the other way around. The face will tell you that the face, and this is where it comes in, that there's four different parts of this process. The facial features tell you the person's personality, how they like to think and process. And the way that works, if you lift weights, you're going to build muscles in your body. You know, we know when we look at you standing up, that you're fit, you work out and everything else. Compared to, well, me, for instance, in my 70s, I'm a lot less fit than I used to be. So if you work a muscle, it's going to grow. At the same time, everything we feel inside, we express outwardly. That's why the micro expressions and the body language give away what a person's feeling. So if you're thinking and concentrating, you're going to pull expression after expression over and over again, working the muscles, and you build ridges and crevices that give away how you like to think and process, not what you're thinking and processing. It's not character, but how you like to think and process, your personality. If you got that as a foundation, now you know how to change the way to talk to the person. So the moment you see the couple, for instance, you know which one is focused on the money, which one is focused on the service, or are they both focused on the money? When you're talking to them, what do you say to one? And then how do you turn that around and say something different to the other one? So they both feel that you're talking directly to them, talking their language, that they feel fully involved in the whole process. Because if you're there and you're thinking about the money, you think the man's in charge and you're talking about the money and he's not, he's about the service. The end result is you're missing him anyway. His wife's going, or his partner's going to feel disrespected in the whole process. And she's the one you should have been talking to about the money.
Mm.
But knowing which is which, you can talk to the one who's about the service and say, look, this house is in a great area. It's, you know, it's highly sought after. It's close to the schools. It's close to these things, et cetera. It's a great place to, you know, for people to want to come because it's prestigious. So when you entertain, people will really feel that, you know, you've really made it. And then you can talk to the one who's about the money and say, well, look, you know, it's in a great area here because the resale value on this, it's going to go up in value and it's going to be a great investment if you decide to sell it later on. If you don't, you'll be able to get equity in the building so that you can then, the home, so you can go and buy other properties and extend your wealth. And besides the way, as I told your partner, it's close to the shops, which means it's going to save you time in traveling. It's going to save you cost in fuel. And so you're talking their language and talking backwards and forwards between the two and get that flow in the conversation. And they both feel fully engaged.
And that's so, so important because the understanding, you know, what's important to them just by reading their profile. So how would someone actually go about reading a face? What does it all entail?
Well, as I say to people, I'm a bit of a social media stalker. You know, if I'm going to talk to you and I know where I can find a photograph of you on LinkedIn, Facebook or whatever, I'm going to go and read that. I'm going to look at it, knowing your facial features, because you don't have, it's not about smiling, it's not about the expressions, it's the facial features. So I know, and you know, if you don't mind, when I look at you, I know you like the overview. Give me the least amount of information If you're on a mountain peak, there's another mountain peak. You just want to know where the bridge is. You've got to go from one to the other. Whereas somebody is analytical, they want to know everything about the bridge, its structure and all the rest of it, and they're going to take longer to make a decision. I also know that once you've made a decision, it's just give me the best way to do it and get the hell out of the way and let me get it done. So I know you're driven to get in and get things done quickly. Now, if I waffle on with a lot of information, you're going to switch off. You'll either switch off completely, try and finish my sentences off. I may have done a great job up front and you're ready to buy. And now I talk myself out of the sale because I didn't recognize that. So this is where it comes in. I only just see the photograph or the moment you walk towards me. I know how much space you're going to need when we first get together. I know whether you're somebody who likes to sit or needs to be on the go. So I know how to do the presentation. Are we going to sit down and go through the full orientation, sitting down and then walk around later on? Or are we going to walk around from the get-go? All of this is in the information I need. I've got it before I need it in every case.
Yeah, wow.
And so that's how quickly you pick it up. So it's
so powerful.
It's not a case of have to ask questions or anything else. Yes, in the conversation, I know how to read you. I've got your personality. I know where you are on the world scale. I know where I am on the world scale. Then I change the way I like to be spoken to to match the way that you need to be spoken to. And to know whether I've got it right, I've got your body language and expressions that give me the feedback. Have I read you right? Is there something emotionally going on? And are you telling me the truth? And let's face it, real estate agents need to know whether the client's telling the truth about, do they have the ability to buy that property? Are they really interested? Or are they just out there wasting a little bit of time today and we'll go and look at a couple of houses and they end up wasting the real estate agent's time?
Yeah, very true. Very true. And so give us an example of, because you've worked with so many different types of people. You've profiled, thousands of people. But there's a story with someone within the real estate industry that you helped, you did some work with, you trained them up. What was their story? Share their story with us, if you don't mind.
Well, one of the real estate agents here in Newcastle, the biggest issue he had was he was getting reasonable connections, but when it came to talking to the wives, the partners, he found it really difficult. He felt uncomfortable. He found going into people's houses and sitting down with them and talking about what they were doing, really found it very difficult. So once I taught him how to read people and know how to connect within the description I've already given you, he found it much easier to sit down with the women and talk to them. And he knew how to then have that conversation both ways with both partners. As he said, in the first instance, this was the first course you did with me, that was that four-day, hour and a half a day get together over 4 weeks. And he did the same course. After that, he said that he doubled his income in the first year.
Wow.
So he felt more comfortable. He'd go into the houses, and because of that, he was connecting more effectively with the partners and, of course, the husbands. He'd already built rapport with them. And because before he'd go in, the husbands would see the shift in his energy and go, well, what's going on? So he was starting to lose some of the husbands as well, but now he kept both. And recently, a little while ago, he did my master program. And now he told me he's quadrupled his income in annual income. And recently I saw him in, I had a friend of mine who was selling a house. So I introduced him to them. And I sat back in the background and listened to him talk to him. His focus on making sure that he understood their needs. And I watched them, whatever he moved around, they followed him as well. So that he didn't have to match their rapport, their body movements and everything else. They were matching his, which proved all the way from the very beginning he had their rapport with them straight away.
So true. Oh, that's an awesome story. So you mentioned there's a couple of things that you mentioned in that in relation to programs. Yes, we did that incredible program a little while ago, and then you've got a master program. But if someone was looking to actually sort of just put their foot in the water, what would you recommend or actually want to jump full ball into it? What would you recommend the best way for them to do that?
Well, I've got some online courses which are self-paced. Yep. But we know what happens when people do self-paced courses. They don't. They sign up, they buy them, and life gets in the way and they get caught up with that. The next point from there is go to the far end, then is my master program. And I thought, hang on, that one I'm now reserving for, because I want to create and train my competition. We need more people doing it, but they've got to be doing it right. So I want to find the right coaches to train them up so they become practitioners in this. So I thought, come back from there a little bit and come up from the online courses a little bit as well. So I've got two programs. One is what I call a three-step. It does take the first step is doing an online course. Now, the good thing about that is they're not going to forget about it because they got me on their back, because I want to get to step two and step three. Step two is where they send me their own photographs and I profile them for them. And I tell them all about the buttons, how they get pushed and everything else and how to deal with that. And the third step, we get together. So they've had to done the first one. They've got it's an audio report that I send back to them. Once they've been through that several times, then we get together and they show me faces of people they want to build better relationships. Could be family, it could be a client, it could be a great prospect they've got. You know, how do I get this person across the line? So we go through that so that by the time they finish that, they have actual success. Now, on the profile I do for people, you know what those are like, because I've profiled your kids, I've profiled you, etc. Yep. One guy that I profiled, he's a business coach over in Perth. After I profiled him and sent him a 45-minute audio, they're talking about all this. That was when he told me he used to be an undercover narcotics agent for 2 decades. He had used skills that he believed were 85 to 95% accurate. As he said, if they hadn't been, he wouldn't be alive today. And those skills to learn how to read other people and understand himself. But the fact, and he sent me 5 photographs. As I said, this works from photographs. He sent me 5 photographs. I sent him a 45-minute audio back that he said not only matched but nuanced everything he could learn about himself in those 2 decades. And so that's how powerful it is. So that one is a great point to step into. But then those that then want to really what I call a strategic communications mastery course, it's got all the micro expressions, body language, all the stuff they need to understand whether the person's telling the truth or not, but at the same time learning how to read people very quickly. So it's slightly shorter than my master course, but it's one that it's been designed for anybody who's in sales or anybody who runs teams. And by the way, all of my courses have now been approved as certified learning solutions for all industries across Australia and Asia, including real estate agents.
Totally right. So your continuing education points is there and there within your courses already. So that's a huge benefit for all those agents out there looking to do their CPD points. Yeah. You've already got them. Yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah. So if you look at the 3-step program as I taught, that I spoke about, that's great for the individuals, for the agents running large groups. The next course, the other one I mentioned too, because that one I train them on how they can then take that and teach their people as well. Because my job as a leader is to make myself redundant. You know, by helping others to get up to the point where I am and hopefully do it better than I did by the time they get there, and I can go on and do other things. You know, some companies will ask me to keep coming in. I go, hang on, how about I train you so you don't need to get me back again? And I can then go and train another organization. Because at the end of the day, the more people with these skills, we improve the workplace relationships, we get rid of bullying in the workplace, we improve, you know, reduce domestic violence, and we have a happier society. Because I don't just want to do it in my organization, I even want my competitors to be happy.
That's so good. And I just to tack on that, like you mentioned something before, like it's not just for your teams, for prospective vendors or buyers or it's also for everyone at home as well. So you know, your kids, your partner, it has had a huge impact on, as I've said before, many times on my life and kids and so forth. So it's just a huge benefit to have this awareness and get the profiling done and learn about it. It's hugely successful. So where can they go to find out more about these programs, the courses, getting profiled? Where should we send the people to?
My website is, this is quite easy to find. It's alanstevens.com.au. So Alan with one L. As I always say to everybody, I didn't have 2 L's. My family weren't rich enough to afford 2 L's. and it's Stevens with a V, stevens.com.au. I'm about to redo the website, so I'll make a lot more, a better understanding when you get into it, you know, shortly when that's finished. But the other thing is you'll find me on LinkedIn, you'll find me on Facebook, and I you're always putting out tips and things around the place as well. So, as I say, it's all about sharing what you create, get it out to other people.
Highly recommend jump over to alanstevens.com.au because he's got some huge resources in there as well. So much value in there. And if you follow him on socials, he's always got some fun things to say about certain things. So follow his journey on socials as well. Alan, really appreciate your time, energy, and expertise this afternoon. Thank you once again. Any final thoughts?
Well, one thing I've always liked to leave everybody with one thought, and that is that the most important thing you'll ever learn is the next thing you learn after you think you know everything. So I always say to everybody, always have an open mind. There's an Arabic saying that says, trust everybody, but lock up your camels at night. So if you put those two together, you know, listen to everything, learn from it, but then work out what works for you. Be discerning about what you learn, but make sure you keep an open mind to take everything on, and then ask yourself, how does that work for me before you discount it?
Love it. Oh, pearls of wisdom. Alan, thank you once again for joining us on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Bye for now.
Bye.